This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Yeah, he came to me and he just was like, look, man, I understand that's your mama, but that's my woman. Like, I ain't finna let you keep disrespecting. He said, when you eat the food at home, is it step food? I said, no. He said, when I spend my money, is it step money? I said, no. He said, well, you ain't got to refer me as your stepdad. I'm your daddy. I started loving him to death, and then he died on me, bro. I went through 3 major surgeries, and my son getting killed on Labor Day. He had just finished school and everything, so I had to go up there and really wasn't even 100%.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle. Lifestyle.
Yo, 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 welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. This is a show for everyone who's willing to put in the labor to be greater, to reach the highest point. Now, speaking about someone that put in their work, we got a very special guest in the building. I'm talking about a BET freestyle legend, entrepreneur, podcast host, and much more. If you don't know who I'm talking about, if you don't know the name, check the chain, you underdig me, we got none other than Big Jig in the building, man. What's good with you, brother?
That's a salute, fam. I appreciate you having me, too,
yes,
man.
Sir.
If you don't know the name, check the motherfucking chain. Yeah, man. Salute, man.
Yeah, indeed, man. It's like, a lot of people see the end result, someone's success and journey, you know what I'm saying? But they have no idea about all the work that got put in to where we are.
Fact.
So a lot of what we do on this show, we like to focus in on that to get insight to our viewers.
Mm.
So can we first start off with, you know, where you from and what was your family dynamics growing up?
Man, I'm from Chicago, actually, you know what I'm saying? South side, you know, Chicago and Indiana. Basically, I rep them both. Mm. I come from a good background, you know what I'm saying? My mom, you know what I'm saying? I came from pretty much a two-parent, you know, back of a home, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
My real dad wasn't around, but my stepdad was around, so I still was in a two-parent home, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't be like a lot of you motherfuckers be flu-gazing, be trying to tell people, oh, man, I'm from the mud with it, blah, blah. Nah, man, I'm going to keep it funky. Like, I was in the street, but I was in the street because I wanted to be.
Right.
It wasn't because I ain't had no choice. Now, salute to those that had to do it because they had no choice.
Right.
I had a choice, you know what I mean? My mama a Christian, you heard me?
So yeah.
I grew up in a pretty good home, you know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to be in the streets.
Right.
That's what it was. I'm just keeping it G, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to be in the street.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy how sometimes in our culture, we kind of push that, okay, I'm from the streets, I'm from the...
Yeah, trying to push that agenda,
like,
yeah.
I come from nothing. Like, hey, yo, at the same time, you kind of discrediting your parents.
That's exactly what you're doing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, when you know that they was holding you down, you just made some different choices yourself.
That's a fact.
You chose to be in the streets. You're not from there.
That's a fact. I chose that shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's in loot to my mom, too, man. My mom's still here. She's 78 years old.
Awesome.
Sick. I love her to death. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that's dope. Now, because I know you said your step-pops was in your life.
Yeah.
Your biological dad wasn't in there much.
Right.
I'm a stepfather myself. I always kind of wonder from with you growing up with a stepdad, what type of head button that you guys grew up into? Or did you ever have that point where they say it's always a point where stepchild may say, you ain't my daddy. You ever had that moment? You ain't my daddy?
Yeah, I did, man. I think everybody kind of had that moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was, man, dude, I can't say enough good shit about him, man. He was such a profound dude, man. Like, I used to watch how he do my mom. Like, he kind of taught me how to treat women. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, him and my mom, you know, he used to have my mom around the crib like a little high school girl.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a couple of incidents where, you know, he had I had kind of got mad because he was kind of, you know, kind of reprimanding me, got on me. And I was like, you know, like, of course, flew out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I was disrespecting my mom, and he came to me and he just was like, look, man, I understand that's your mama, but that's my woman. Like, I ain't finna let you keep disrespecting her. So he kind of gave me the business. And you know me, I'm in my mom. I'm talking to my mama like, Mom, how you going to let him act do that to me? And what, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he, after that moment, man, I started loving him to death. And then he died on me, bro. So oh. I was sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was sick, but I was glad that I started loving him before he died. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it's all bad when you have to think about, damn, I was being disrespectful and I didn't get a chance to apologize or even show him I love him. So
yeah.
I did get my chance to show him. Like, yeah, I love you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know I came sideways, but I love you. You know what I mean? So I did have my chance to do that before God took him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's a blessing. You had the opportunity. A lot of us don't.
Yeah.
And because I went through that same moment as well. My son, he's 14 now. Maybe about, I don't know, maybe about 3 years ago. I always knew it was coming. I've been in his life since he was like 2. You know what I'm saying? But I always knew that moment was coming where he going to say that because he began a big boy, feeling himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that to me one day. But that didn't faze me. That didn't impact me not wanting to be there for him because I always was prepared for it. But, you know, with you thinking hindsight to other kids that's out there growing up with a step-pop that's in their life consistently, you have any message that you would maybe say?
Man, at the end of the day, man, just even me being a dad myself, you know what I'm saying? Anybody can be a father, but everybody can't be no dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a dad is somebody that you see all the time, that's there for you, that's there with you, that's
right.
You know, that's taking care of you for real. You know what I'm saying? Not just somebody just paying child support.
Right.
I mean, because you're getting told by the system to pay the bill. It ain't like you doing it because you really want to do it. Shout out to the ones that do it because they want to do it. But, you know what I'm saying? If anything, man, I tell anybody, man, whether it's your stepmama or your stepdaddy, man, one day I said that to my stepdaddy. He just made me think about it. One day I said that to him. And I was introducing him to somebody like, yeah, this is my stepdaddy. Mm-hmm. So he pulled me to the side. He was like, son, let me tell you something. He said, when you eat the food at home, is it step food? I said, no. He said, when I spend my money, is it step money? I said, no. He said, well, you ain't got to refer me as your stepdad. I'm your daddy. I shared that. I took that for life when he said that. I was like, damn. I never thought about it until he made it clear. He was like, man, this ain't no step money. This ain't no step food. So you ain't got to never.
He a real one, dad. Yeah.
He's like, you ain't never got to refer me as your stepdad, bro. I was like, wow.
Yeah. There ain't no playbook on that stuff, though, man. It's like you just figure it out as you go. I know you probably felt away because I'm in that same situation. I don't know really what to be saying sometimes. Like, I just know I'm here for this child every single day. I don't know these labels. I consider myself like his dad. He got his bio dad. He got me. You know what I'm saying? It's like. Mm-hmm. He got two daddies, so that means he got a one up on a lot of people if he just take it that way. You know,
especially if they both got. See, the thing about kids, man.
Yeah.
If kids were, if they got a good stepfather or a good stepmama, and they got the other biological parent, yeah. that's you winning. As a kid, you winning. Especially if they both in your life.
Yeah.
You got your real dad in your life and your stepdad in your life. You got your real mom in your life and your stepmom in your life. You winning.
Yeah, you winning.
You're really winning.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
So, you know, we're talking about, you know, how you're growing up and all that. You know, sometimes as boys or men, we can be very stubborn.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you had those productive parents in your life, but you still took an option to deal with streets as well.
Yeah.
So can you tell me about a moment where when you were growing up, where you were hard-headed and had to learn a valuable lesson the hard way?
I was in Indiana at the time. I went to Chicago, kicked it with my partners, and you know, I really wasn't supposed to be out there no way.
Mm.
But, you know, I went on and went. And then we had went to see these girls. And then my buddy who Carby was in, it was my other partner's cousin. And we put up at the girl's house. And next thing you know, we in the wrong hood, you know, because, you know, I'm from the GD hood. So
yeah.
they was from the BD. We was in the BD hood, you know what I'm saying? So they seen us over there. And, you know, they was like, yo, man, you know. My boy had his hat cocked to the right deep.
Mm.
Yeah, man, TD, I'm like, man, don't do that over here, bro. I'm like, you know what hood when you ain't cool out.
Right, right.
He like, man, no, fuck them, man. I'm like, all right, bro. I ain't got no hat on. I'm like, all right, bro. So now they pull up, and when they pulled up, they like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Whoop, whoop. Like, where y'all from? We like, shit, Joe. You know what I'm saying? I ain't say nothing. He was like, shit, nigga. Dude was like, nigga, BD. My homie was like, shit, nigga, Genie. Nigga. I was like, dog, what you thought?
Right.
So he like, oh, no, I mean, y'all in the wrong hood. He was like, what about you? I said, hey, man, I'm just chilling, bro. You know what I'm saying? I said, we came to see these chicks.
Yeah.
Y'all got to get the fuck on from out here. So they left. But then when they left, the police pulled up. And the police pulled up with our other partner who drove with his dad in the car. So my homeboy, Ukawi, was in. His dad was in the car with the police. He jumped out the car. The dad jumped out the police car and was like, and all of a sudden, the my boy cousin, who Carby was in, pew, ran.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, he was like, was that my son? I'm like, then he was like, yeah, that's my son. This is my damn car. I'm like, oh, this nigga done took his daddy car? So this nigga took his daddy car. We didn't even know. So we riding around in the car that his daddy done already called in, like, got took.
Yeah.
So now we look real fucked up because the little BD niggas over there was like, yo, we don't want y'all over here no way.
Right, right.
Like, now y'all really, like, we on y'all ass now because y'all got 12 over here.
And got a block high.
Got the block high. So now, boom. So now, you know what I'm saying? We looked up, me and my partner. He steady want to talk shit. I'm like, bro, nah, man. They was like, man, y'all better get the fuck on. I was like, man, you ready? Took off running. Now we running, you know what I'm saying? So now we hear, flack, they busting. But we don't even know who they, we don't know if he busting at us or who, yeah. Or they busting at the cousin. We just go, I'm running. Woo. So we run, and then we ran to my partner and his cousin used to work for this old man. So now we in this old man garage.
Right.
So I'm like, yo, who crib this is? He was like, oh, man, I used to work for him. He's like, I said, well, go knock on the door, let him know we in here. You know what I'm saying? He was like, no, we straight. So then them niggas left out. And when they left out, I walked out and I see them niggas on the damn CTA bus riding. They done jumped on the bus, left me.
Damn,
so now when they left me, I'm coming out, here come 12. Woo, 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 woo. I'm like, I get locked up. Then when I got locked up for it, you know what I'm saying, I had to go to court. But my mama had already told me, you know what I'm saying, what your dumb ass was doing out there fucking with them anyway. Mm. So I go to court. Then when I go to court, the old man was like, I don't even know that young man. Y'all can let him go. I knew who he was with. Mm-hmm. So the old, shout out to the OG. I don't know who it was. I forgot his name. But the OG was like, nah, man, y'all can let him go, bro.
Yeah.
I was in Cook County. They locked my ass up. You did what I'm saying?
You just lucky you got that.
Yeah, they locked my ass up. So I didn't get in no bullshit behind it. You know what I'm saying? But that was a lesson that I learned. And then the other lesson I learned was when I had made my mama so salty I had a bad habit of, like, I was class clown for one in school. But not only was I the class clown, you know what I'm saying, I would do shit like Friday because I played ball and shit. So, you know, I had games on Friday and shit like that. But instead of me coming home Friday, I'm going to kick it with my partners and my cousin that they crib for the weekend.
Right, right.
So I ain't even go back to the crib until like Sunday.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to go to school. So my mama got tired of that shit, man. And she threw my ass in this boys' home for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the boys' home, you know what I'm saying? I had to stay in the boys' home for a little while, man. Then I finally got it together, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, man, let me quit playing. So
right.
That was it for me. That was the last straw. When mom threw me in that boy's arm, I was like, she ain't playing with my ass.
Right.
Hey, she
no games.
She done put your ass out the house. It's a wrap. I'm like probably like 16, 17. Threw my ass the fuck out. Hit me in the boy's arm. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, but you got it together. You know?
Yeah, I did.
It's hard-headed. You had to learn the hard way, but you learned. A lot of us keep bumping our head over and over until we in the grave,
mm-hmm.
or in that jail for 20 years. You know what I'm saying? So that's dope that you figured it out. And a lot of people tune in like, look, if you already had some hard times and you still out here, you don't have a lot of opportunities. Don't let any more pass you by. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you know the crazy thing about it, the two cats that I'm telling y'all about, the one who stole his daddy car, he dead now.
Mm.
And then the other nigga got 95 years.
See?
Real shit. The other nigga got 95 years for killing 3 dope fiends. And then the other nigga dead.
Choices, man.
And I'm still here. You feel me?
Still here.
Shit, crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, when I found out, because my career was kind of moving around when I found out about my boy catching that 95 pack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, this nigga got 95 years? I'm like, what the fuck he do? So I ended up talking to him, you know what I mean, on the net. He was like, yeah, man, I had to, they saying I killed three dope fiends. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's horrible. Now, also, you know, with you moving around, I can see that you collaborating with major culture pushers like Gilly from $1 Million Worth of Game.
No, man. Shout out to Gilly and Wallow. That's my partner.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Now, how do you navigate and cultivate relationships like that? Because a lot of people see you doing that, talking. Like, how can you even chopping it up with these people?
Man, because I've been in the game so long, you know what I'm saying? So, that being on 106 Apart shit back in the day when I was Freestyle Friday champ, I kind of got a chance to get cool with a lot of execs at the labels, a lot of dope-ass producers, big dog producers, and a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, especially somebody like Gilly, Gilly was popping, rapping.
Right.
Him and his little squad, major figures.
For sure.
It was popping back in the day. So I was going back and forth to Philly, and I was going to this studio called The Batcave in Philly. And every time I was going there, Gilly was in there. So I was like, damn, man, you know what I'm saying? Gilly and this bitch. I'm like, you know, so I just said, fuck it. You know what I mean? I'm going to get cool with him. So I started going over to his sessions and chopping it up with him. Like, then we just stayed linked. We stayed linked, man. I've been on Gilly about 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Also, we got this Ugly Money Music Summit going on. Have you ever attended one of those?
Yeah, I always do it. I do them every year because I have my own stage, the Universal stage I be running.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So shout out my little brother, man. Ugly Money Nietzsche with Ugly Money Summit. Got my dog Jim Jones going to be through there. You know what I'm saying? That's shit like that. Yeah.
Now, what can we kind of expect? This is my first one going to, so like, what's the vibes like?
The vibes is crazy, man. Like, this is the first time he moving it. Like, it used to be at this spot called The Atrium when it was like three clubs in one, and it's like three different stages. So you had a main stage, you have a Universal stage, and then you have another stage, and I usually run the Universal stage, and then he have a little Boosie stage. So it'd be like a rotating thing where if you end up in the top 10, you go to the main stage, or whoever end up in the from out of the Universal stage might end up at going to Boosie.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? And so it was just a situation where he kind of rotated around. He had Boosie 1 year. People went to go see Boosie. Then the 1 year he had people go see Gunna. The 1 year he had people go see Moneybagg. You know what I'm saying? So it was just giving the opportunity for a lot of artists to try to get situations. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's hard. He locked in.
Yeah, he definitely locked in, man, for sure.
So I'm going to transition to this segment we have on our show called Who You Rocking With.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you two options. It don't mean you don't like the other, but like, okay, I would listen to this person first. I would listen or I would watch this show first. Just let me know who you rocking with. So who you rocking with, 21 Savage or Lil Durk?
Well, Durk, got to, man.
Durk.
Home from Chicago, I gotta rock with Durk. Even though I fuck with Savage, but I gotta rock with Durk, man.
Yeah.
Home team.
Yeah, yeah. Hope he come home soon,
me
man.
Too, man. Free Durk, man.
For real, for real. All right, who you rocking with? Young Dolph or Yo Gotti?
Dolph, man.
Dolph, yeah.
Fuck with Dolph, man. Niggas don't understand how smart. Dolph a smart dude, man. Dolph smart. Dolph, I remember, man, because Dolph had did a record with my little brother, man. They did a video. And Nietzsche. And then Dolph, I did a couple tours before then with Dolph.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I met Dolph. I did a couple tours with Dolph. And then Dolph, all in all, man, he for his people. You know what I'm saying? Like I remember they tried to offer him like $22 million or something. He turned it down.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm straight. You know what I mean? So he was eating good. He was doing good. And it's sad because I think that hate is what got him killed.
Yeah.
They just was mad because they couldn't stop him. Like, right. Damn, this nigga, I'm around here killing them. You know what I'm saying? Putting people on. So, you know, R.I.P. Dolph, man, for real.
Yeah, for real, for real. They wanted the piece of what he had going on. He didn't want to give it to him.
He didn't want to give it to him, yeah.
I respect it, though. All right. Who you rocking with? $1 Million Worth of Gang or Drink Champs? We already know.
I gotta rock with Gilly, man. I gotta rock with him and Wallow, man. That over there. Even though I fuck with Nori, man. Yeah. I like Nori. I like what him and DJ E-Up and them doing, NFM doing, man. I like what they doing, man. I like Drink Chaps a lot. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta fuck with Million Dollar Worth of Game.
Million Dollar Worth of Game is more versatile than I've seen a lot of them that started off big like they did.
Yeah.
I gotta give a major salute to Gilly and Wallow to how they maneuver this media space. Man, they bring in sports into this joint.
They got artists.
I mean, they out there literally new hand basketball.
But you know what? I knew that Million Dollar Worth of Game was big when I looked up and seen Babyface Edmonds on the show. I seen them, they got Babyface on here. On the podcast?
Yeah.
Kenneth Edmonds? I'm like, oh, yeah, y'all clowning.
Yeah.
Y'all had Babyface, Chris Brown. I'm like, yeah, Gilly shit.
Yeah, they different.
They shit different, bro.
They different, man.
But I really like they shit because you could tell the genuine respect, genuine love.
Right.
They not acting. It ain't a skit. Like, that's really them.
Right.
If you be with them right now, but the cameras off, they the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same way with each other. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why they're successful. They're authentic.
Yeah, they're authentic as hell. Yeah. And Wallow, man, I just like Wallow so much because Wallow kind of like, he bring that emotion out you.
Right.
Like Wallow, it'll be times Wallow done talked about shit, dog. I damn near teared up.
Yeah.
Because Wallow be for real. Like,
he be meaning it.
He be meaning that shit.
Yeah.
Like it ain't a joke to him. He be like, bro, like he one of the ones that you could tell that they say prison is not supposed to be, they say prison's supposed to be rehabilitation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though a lot of times, most cats, when they get out of prison, they end up going right back.
Right.
Wallow is the total definition of really got his mind trained that he wanted to do better.
Right.
He was determined to do better.
Yeah.
And he was determined to put people, everybody around him to do better.
Absolutely.
That's what he been on, and I respect that shit, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's what a definition of real OG is.
Yeah,
you come out there putting action, you know, something helping others, not being selfish, taking away from other people.
Yeah.
He been pouring into other people and the world been pouring back into him.
That's
so
a fact.
So major respect to them fellas. Who you rocking with? Martin or Fresh Prince?
Martin, man. I fuck with Will, but I like Martin, man. I like Martin.
Yeah, he hilarious. Now you got this big track out there right now, man. Drip. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Man, that shit going crazy right now, man. It's called Drip, man. Shout out Carter Block ENT in the Bay Area, my family. Shout out Empire and Universal for the distribution. And man, the track, like, it just reached like number 59 in the top 100s on iTunes.
Wow.
And I got a whole remix of it, man, with I just started leaking, telling people what it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, on the remix, but the remix is Gorilla Zoe and 2 Chainz.
Oh, man, that's going
to
be hard. That's
going to be stupid, man. So, you know, waiting to get 2 Chainz stuff cleared,
mm-hmm,
so we can go ahead and do what we do. But if nothing else, Zoe already on it. We already got Zoe
right
locked in, you know what I'm saying? So it's the shit is crazy, man.
I seen you performing on the debut, too.
Yeah. Shout out to the debut. Shout out to Poison Ivy, man. Lil Boosie's daughter, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to go on there, man, one time for the one time, man, on the debut. It's a dope-ass platform.
For sure.
It's a dope platform. It's almost like some American Idol, like some hip-hop American Idol type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's the energy is so dope up
there. Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? So,
dope. It is dope.
Yeah, I love what they're doing over there, too. We fans of that, the debut as well.
Now,
how can people tap in and hear this single, support what you got going on?
Oh, man, the single is everywhere on all platforms right now. And you can, on Apple Music, anything you can think of is up there right now. You can follow me on Instagram, you know, at @BIGG_JIGG. And that's on everything, TikTok as well. My YouTube channel, youtube.com/@BIGG JIGG, all one word. I got a new book coming out called JBT, which is the initial of my government name, but the acronym is Just Break It Through. Well, I'm talking about, you know, all my adversities that I've been through, you know, from the time I started the music shit till now. You know what I'm saying? All the shit that it took me to get noticed, get recognized, and all the obstacles that I went through with, you know, health problems to surgeries to all kind of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? That I've been through to have to bounce back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, but then like the last 8 months, man, I done been through I went through three major surgeries and my son getting killed on Labor Day.
Oh man, I didn't know that.
In 8 months.
Sorry to hear that.
You know what I'm saying? That shit went back to back. Like I had surgery in July, and then I couldn't walk for like maybe 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started back walking. Once they got me together, then as soon as I started back walking, not even a week prior to me starting back getting on my feet, my son got shot in the head in Ohio.
How old was he?
18. Yeah, he had just finished school and everything. So I had to go up there and really wasn't even 100%.
Yeah.
Then I came back. And then when I came back home in September, I had threw a big-ass mausoleum birthday badge I threw every year. That shit was sold out downtown in Buckhead. And then that was in the middle of October. And then January came. I had to do a show January 31st. No, February 1st, but I went to New Orleans January 31st to do the show February 1st. So when I got to New Orleans on February 1st, I was hurting so bad, I had to cancel out. And I was in the Airbnb, was hurting so bad, I had to cancel out the show and get them their bread back. And I ended up going to the hospital. And they was like, well, thank God you didn't go to do the show or go back to Atlanta because your appendix erupted. So I had to have major surgery. You know, I had to go in and cut my abdominal open and all that crazy shit. And I ended up staying in the hospital from February 1st till March the 6th. So I stayed in there for like 34 days.
Yeah.
And then I came. Then I flew back home. And shit, I've been up back at it ever since I got back home, even though I wasn't supposed to. But I was like, man, I can't.
Yeah.
I got to keep going. You know what I'm saying? So I done been through some shit, man. You know what
definitely,
I'm saying?
Definitely.
Definitely. Fast, too. Like, you know what I mean? This shit, all this shit I'm talking about was under a year.
Right.
Under a year, man. You know what I'm saying? You imagine going through three different surgeries.
Right.
And then you losing your kid and still out here grinding. That shit crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's still crazy. That shit crazy, man.
Yeah. And sometimes that grind is a coping mechanism.
Yeah, yeah.
To try to keep your mind off of that pain like that. And I know that's something because Gilly lost his child in a tragic way is like that as well.
Yeah.
Anything you got?
He was the first person to call me when it happened. When I had posted it, Gilly hit me like, bro. I said, man, I know exactly how you feel, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I definitely, you know what I'm saying, major condolences to that man. I can't nobody speak on to how that can feel except someone that went through it.
Yeah.
And hopefully you guys' relationship can help you guys keep your son's name up in a high way, you know what I'm saying, from that negativity and also be a message to other kids as well. But yeah, man, that was dope. Also, I actually had a random question to you. I had this random questions as well on the show. I don't know if you've seen this whole back and forth thing going on with Remy Ma and Papoose. Have you noticed that?
Man, I know that Papa and Remy for real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't respect Rim, though. Only reason why I don't respect Rim, because at the end of the day, no matter what you say about Pap, Pap still held you down, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Pap held you down. Pap went and seen you every day for a couple years.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, whatever you got going on and what you saying at this point, that don't even matter, man, because I can't imagine that even though Pap, I feel like Pap upgraded by fucking with Clippers.
I do.
I feel like he upgraded. But I know that shit still probably hurt.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because, come on, man, you been holding somebody down, you know, and especially being a man, you already have pride issues anyway. So you done held somebody down that long, and then they get out, and they on this shit. And then Pap, the thing about it with Pap is, Pap been quiet the whole time.
Right.
He wasn't saying shit.
Right.
So now he just like, look, I'm tired of holding it. Fuck it. Like, she want to keep going there, and now I'm going to say what I got to say. Yeah. So now she's saying this shit. So now, but I don't want to see him go into no back and forth shit with her.
Cause, right.
Because what she going to do is start making him look corny.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because the women fuck with Pap behind the fact that he held her down.
Right.
So, I think him going back and forth with her, if he don't stop it, it's going to make him look
100%.
Bad.
He need to go and pull out right
go
now.
And pull out, yeah. Like, you got Clarissa, dog.
Right.
Out. And then you got the heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And she bad to me. I think she's sexy.
Yeah, yeah, she bad.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, she's younger. You know, they can start a whole family together. Yeah. I think he just go ahead, get that divorce done. Go ahead, move with your new lady. Yeah. She seemed like she rocked with you. Also, she done went through relationships where her engagement didn't work, so she's going to appreciate a man that's solid like him.
Yeah.
He's proven. You know what I'm saying?
So
he don't need nothing else to prove. He need to go and pull out that conversation. That's the only thing that I saw recently. I'm like, yo, he don't need to go back and forth with
her. Nah, I wouldn't go back and forth with her no more because you can tell she butthurt.
Yeah, yeah.
She like, already butthurt. She looking at Clarissa like Clarissa, she nice piece.
Yeah.
She got more money than you.
Yeah.
She got probably more fans than you.
Yeah.
Like, the shorty is doing way better than you. So right. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't finna say and go back and forth with you. If this thing right here next to me looking.
Ain't no need.
Ain't no need.
Ain't no
this
need.
Speak for this, this speak for it, people be volume.
Right. Right. For real, man. But yeah, man, it's been a pleasure tapping in with you, man. We got a lot of game from you today. Everybody, make sure you tune in to what he got going on. Follow him on all social media. I'm looking forward to seeing you out there in the Music Summit tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So until next time, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you.
And you know it is, boy, Big G.
You dig.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.